news. I don't know how much longer we're going to be on Simcha Yud. We might do Pesach for the rest of the week. We'll see. But yeah, you think so, right? Okay. So let's do a little more of Simcha. Start right now. Let's do a little more of Simcha Yud, and then we'll. Probably Wednesday, Thursday will do Pesach. How do you not do any Pesach, right? It's not like, you know, oh, we would have done such a thorough job of Simchat Yud if only for those 2 days, you know? So, like, okay. All right. So, Simchat Yud, we're up to Sif Dalid, more or less. So, Sif Dalid is a pretty straightforward case. Rov Chanui is Malchus Basu Shchutu, me and Malchus Basu Nevela. You go to the five towns, Tinek, whatever, a frum community. Most of the stores are selling kosher meat. One is selling Basu Nevela. Lokach Me'achs Me'en Ve'en Yodaya. May is a man lakach, and you buy meat from one of the stores, you do not know which store you bought it from. So far, it sounds like your classic case of kol kavod mechzal mechzadami. But then the monkey wrench, v'nis arva ba'acheros. Then that piece of meat that you bought from one of these stores got mixed in with a whole bunch of other pieces of meat, which were obviously clearly purchased from kosher stores. Vein nikeres, and you don't know which one is the piece of meat that has the question about it. So there's one piece of meat that has a din of a suffix, which is called kavuk mechzal mechzadami, and suffix daraisa is luchumra. But that piece of meat got mixed in with a whole bunch of other pieces of meat. So each piece of meat that you have now is a suffix, whether it's even the piece of meat about which you have the suffix. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, but the berov mishum svek sveka. That's what we call svek sveka. Seems pretty straightforward. That should be a svek sveka. Kol kavuk mechzal mechzadami is one suffix, and I don't even know if this is the piece that about which we say kavua, and therefore that is a second suffix. So very very straightforward as far as the mechaber is concerned. Now there is a question called suffix echad beguf, suffix echad betaroves, and that comes up throughout Simul Kuf Yud, meaning I have a chicken that is a suffix trefa. And then it gets mixed in with other kosher chickens. So I have a suffix about the kashrus of this chicken, but then I have a suffix whether this is even the chicken about which I have the question about. So one suffix is about the chicken itself, and another suffix is only created because there's a tarovets, because I can't identify what's what. So al pisvara, you'd assume, okay, it's a svek sveka. Why should that be any different than any other svek sveka? What difference does it make where the svekos are coming in? However, this is a machlokas rishonim, and the mechaber very clearly over here says svek sveka. This is savik echad beguf, savik echad b'taroves. One piece of chicken, I'm not sure which store it came from, and it's a kol kavuk mechzal mechza. The other suffix is this even is because there's a taroves. I don't even know if this is the chicken about which I'm supposed to be mesupak. So that's savik echad beguf, savik echad b'taroves, and the mechaber says that it's a svek sveka. The Ramah, however, comes along and says, "V'yesh ha'osun b'chiyai gavna, mishum dekol makom de'isr b'mekoma havi kemechza al mechza. Behold, the Sefik HaRishon, asr min ha'Torah, v'en kanot sveik alahati rak taroves, lo mikrisvek sveik avachinavu." That says the Ramah, you have a Sefik echad beguf. That Sefik, you say, Sefik darayis l'chumra, ois kepaskint, it's l'chumra. Now you're going to generate a taroves afterwards. That tarovis is not going to be able to be mitzdarif to make a svek sveka. This is a major machlokas rishonim. Lichora, this may relate to how svek sveka works ever, right? Does svek sveka work midin rov, or does svek sveka work midin savik drabana lukula? Then if you hold savik daraisa luchumra itself is a din drabanan, like the Rambam, right, then suffix on a suffix daraisa l'chumra is a suffix darabanan l'chula, right, would by definition become a suffix darabanan. That's how the Prima Gadim explains the Shita Sarambam of how svek sveka works. Pnei Yeshua explains that, all the Acharonim explain that way. That's the, one of my sons told me he was at a wedding recently and the chassan was darshaning, and he said that the Pnei Yeshua and Rav Rosenzweig said the Chiddush. Like, not like Rav Rosenzweig, the name of the Bnei Yeshua, Rav Rosenzweig is a Chavi to the Bnei Yeshua. That's a Talmud, right? Yeah? the Bnei Yeshua. So, okay, so good. We should all be Zochar, be such Talmidim of our day. Okay, what was I saying? So if you hold something that writes in the Chumra is itself a Din Drabanan, So then, Savitar Svek Sveko works me to Savitar Badal Kula. The Rashba holds, though, Savitar Raisa Luchum is a Din Daraisa, but Svek Sveko works me din Rov. Luchor, if it works me din Rov, it should work over here as well. Meaning you still have Rov possibilities. The whole idea of Svek Sveko working me din Rov is that Rov possibilities are that it's kosher. So why shouldn't it work even when it's Savik Echad B'Guf, Savik Echad B'Tarov? You still have Rov possibilities. Now the Rashba, however, generally holds Savik Echad B'Guf, Savik Echad B'Tarov does not count as Svek Sveka. Meaning even though it is a Machlokas Rishonim, and you would imagine that the Rashba L'Shitasu about how Svek Sveka works would say that it should work as Svek Sveka, the Rashba Shita happens to be that it does not work as Svek Sveka. And the Svara to be Machmir about Savik Echad B'Guf, Savik Echad B'Tarovas is that, as we said, it's Ice Kapaskin. The first Safek happens, that's it. Now you have a Psak Halacha. You came home with a piece of meat that we already Paskin is treif, because Kol Kavuach Mechatzal Mechatzatami. So we already had the Paskin Safek Darais Luchumra that's treif. So when it falls into Tarovas, now it's only one Safek because it was already Aser. Question is, how the Rashba can be Mekil in our case, but generally be machmir and savig echad b'guf, savig echad b'tarovas, because it seems that Shulchan Aruch over here is quoting from the Torah Sabayis, right? If you look, that's clear. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Torah Sabayis of the Rashba. Even though the Rashba generally, I think that's pointed out by on the side of the page. But even though the Rashba, generally speaking, is machmir on this issue, so this is the discussion all the Achronim are troubled with, right? Meaning, if you look in the Bera Gola, he quotes over here. Is it on this? Let me see. I think he does. Tur b'shem Rashba, yeah, an Oz Zayin in the Bera Gola, right at the beginning of this halacha. Tur b'shem Rashba, b'tar zavayis l'fi pirush ri, etc. He already gives some sort of teretz, but the kasha is that the Rashba in general is going to say that savik echad b'guf, savik echad b'tarovas is not a svek sveka, and yet over here he holds it is a svek sveka. So all the nosi kelim on the tur and on the shulchan aruch struggle with this issue of how to be miyashev the shitas harashba. So the Bach says, well, it depends on whether we're dealing with nisud darais or nisud rabbanan. When you have a regular savik darais l'chumra, it could be that we're machmir midaraisa. Right, so you have a regular Savi Darais L'chumra, I have to be Machmir, so it's ready, Ais Kapaskin, it's ready, Aser. Now I can't be Mitzdari for Savi Patarovas. But when, if the only reason of being Machmir in the single Savi is not because it's a 50-50 Savi, 9 of the stores are selling Basar Shchuta. It's a Rov. I'm just using the mechanism of Kavua to force me to have to be Machmir. I'm only using Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami, which may only be Drabanan, and therefore doesn't fully resolve it, and that's Mitztarif to Svek Sveko. Well, wait a second. What do you mean? Kavua is not Drabanan. Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami is Gzeres HaKasvav. That's not a Dinmi Drabanan. No, would this Mahalich only works for those cases that are a Kavua Midrabanan, that are not established as a Kavua Midaraisa. True, the concept of Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami is a Din Daraisa. But if it's a kavua only on a Drabana level, like Pirish Lefanenu, that we saw it happen in front of our eyes, so that's only a kavua mi Drabana, so then you're going to say that you'll be able to decide to Svek Sveko. But that which is kavua Daraisa is not going to be subject to that same line of reasoning, and therefore it will be Ais Kapaskin and it's going to be Luchumba. The case of Pirish Lefanenu is a case as follows. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Pesachim, we'll get to the question in a second. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Pesachim talks about the following. You have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. And let's assume they look the same, right? A lot of times this time of year, you end up with questions. Someone bought matzah meal, and it says on the box, not kosher for Passover. But of course, it was in the Passover section of the supermarket, because where else would matzah meal be? So someone is, discovers that they made all their desserts for the entire Pesach with not kosher for Passover matzah meal. Another... it's a reason to be Hasidish and not have gebrot, so you don't have to worry about these shilas. Or you're Svartic and you have the soft matzahs, and your matzahs just look just like lafas, and you can't tell whether they're very stale lafas or they're matzahs. So they all look the same. 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, and you see an achbar drag 1 pile somewhere. So that's considered kol kavua. And the Ran says that it's kavua midrabanan, because on a daraisa level, since the suffix only came up once you found it out, out of its original place, it's already parish. So the Shach says most Rishonim consider that case to be kavua midaraisa. And the Shach says no, the only case of kavua midrabanan is a Gemara in Tzvachim about a shor and niskal that gets mixed in with many other animals, where we treat it like kavua, even though the iser is not nikar b'makomo. So when it's not nikar b'makomo, if we're still going to call it kavua, that must be only kavua midrabanan. So basically, the case of teisha chanuyos, that selbas shchuta achos basan veil, that's kavua daraisa. That's real kavua. That's your classic sense of kavua lukuli alma. The case of pirish lefaneinu, like the piles of matzah, that's a machlokas rishonim, whether that's kavua daraisa or kavua drabanan. And the case of the sharan niskal, where it was not nikar bimakomo, so that's for lukuli alma kavua midrabanan. So the Taz agrees with the premise of the Bach that if the first suffix is only usher on account of a kavua midrabanan, so then you could still have a svek sveka. But he says that the case you could be makel, even though suffix echa beguv, suffix echa betaroves, is only if it's a true kavua midrabanan, where the isser is any nikar b'mekomo, because the Taz does not accept the Ran about pirish lefaneinu. So the Taz would only apply this din of svek sveka, even though it starts with a kol kavua, in a case where it's for sure a kavua midrabanan. For sure a kavua midrabanan is the case of Einu Nikar B'Mekomo, is the case of Sharan Niskal. So again, Yishuv number one for Shitas HaRashba. How could the Rashba on the one hand say that we're going to be mitzitarif, Savig Echad B'Gufa, Savig Echad B'Taroves, to a Svek Sveka, and on the other hand say that we're not going to be mitzitarif, Savig Echad B'Gufa, Savig Echad B'Taroves, that when you're dealing with a case of kavua midrabanan, so then you can be mitzitarif, you can do a Svek Sveka. What's the case of kavua midrabanan? Okay, there's debate about that. But when you're dealing with a case of kavua midrabanan, then you can be mitzitarif to a Svek Sveka. When you're not dealing with a case of kavua midrabanan, you're dealing with kavua midaraisa, that's Savig Echad B'Gufa, Savig Echad B'Taroves, and then you're not going to be able to say Svek Sveka. Question? Oh, very good. Why don't we just say rove? What do we need Svek Sveka for if it's in the Taroves of rove? So, no, what's the obvious answer or the easiest answer? Chaticha Riluskabe. Right? You have to say something like that. Meaning that it's not going to be Batal Barov because it's Chaticha. So it doesn't mention that, but you have to make that assumption. Right? L'chora. The Shach then says, no, even on a Kavua Midaraisa, we can be starting to Svek Sveka, because the entire notion of Kol Kavuk, Mechsal Mechsadami, says the Shach, is such a chiddush that in chavala ella chidusha, that in a chinami kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami is a dinda oraisa, and therefore you would think, okay, if it's a dinda oraisa, so how can I take safek echad b'guf, safek echad b'tarov, it's a bimitzdari for them. The first safek is a real 50-50 safek on a doraisa level, even though statistically it's a 90-10 safek, but on a doraisa level I have to treat it like a 50-50 safek. But says the Shach, yeah, but on a daraisa level, I have to treat it like a 50-50 suffix. That's an enormous chiddush. So the idea that I have to treat a 90-10 suffix, a 9-to-1 ratio, as if it's a 1-to-1 ratio, is such a chiddush that I only have to treat it that way in that exact case where it's just that one piece of meat. But once there's a taroves, I can stop treating it like a 9-to-1 ratio, like a 1-to-1 ratio. I can go back treating it like a 9-to-1 ratio. So you don't apply when the chiddush, when a second suffix is introduced to the equation. That's how the Shach writes. The Gra has a third mahalik. The Gra says that the only reason we don't allow suffix echad b'guf, suffix echad b'taroves, is that the two sveikos have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Usually a suffix echad b'guf means we're not sure if this animal is a trefa, and then a suffix echad b'taroves means we're not sure which animal is the problem where I have the shayla on. But in our case, even the suffix echad b'guf is an issue where we aren't sure which animal is the problem, right? Meaning because they came from chanuyos. So I don't know, I just don't know if this animal was the problem to begin with. So the whole thing is the same type of suffix. It's a closely enough related suffix to the suffix b'taroves that you're able to count it as a svek sveka. That's how the Gra, it's a long Gra over here, but that's how the Gra is mitarets this Rashba. So essentially, three mahalchim. One mahalich is that in a chinami, we're only going to say something after we look something up the tarobes, like the box says, when it's a kavua midrabanan. Second is, no, we'll say it even on the shot says, even if it's a kavua midaraisa, but kavua is such a chiddush to begin with, I'm not going to apply kavua beyond where kavua should apply. And third, you have the gra that sabigachem begum, sabigachem taroves, he doesn't start attacking the kavua like the other two malachim. He says, our rules of kavua are our rules, and we have to stick with them. But he attacks the concept of sabigachem begum, sabigachem taroves. Why is it that they're not decided to expect sveikos? Because there are sveikos from different planets. There's sveikos about entirely different things, but if you have two sveikos that are much more closely related to each other, then you can be maker. Yeah.
Why are the sveikos so related?
Because in a regular case of sveikachem begov, sveikachem taroves, it means that there's a problem with this animal that I'm not sure if it's a trefa. There's a hole in the lung, but it's not such a big hole. It's, I don't know if it goes through, whatever the sveik is. There's some issue with this animal that I'm not sure if it's a trefa, but it's in the goof of the animal. It's not about identifying which animal it is. But over here, even the first suffix, where I bought from their ninth source, sell bas shchuta, one sells bas nevela, I don't know which animal it is. Meaning, I don't know if it was the kosher ones or the non-kosher ones. It's not something in the goof. The suffix echem goof is really the goof of the chanuyos. It's not really the goof of the animal. So it's a much more closely related suffix to the second suffix of taroves. So that's why it's a sveka in that case. Now, the svara to be machmir, when you have suffix echem goof, suffix echem taroves, which the Rama is machmir over here, is that, as we said, it's ayis kapaskin, that I already have kol kavo kmechsal mechsadami, suffix darais l'chumra. So it was already paskin before it fell into the taroves. What if I only find out about it after it fell into the taroves? Meaning, what if I never had a yediyas hasafek until afterwards? So that's a machlokas that we're going to have in Sif Tes, in the Nosi Kelim. The Masas Binyamin is Mekil, and the Taz and the Shach are Machmir. And it's not so clear in later poskim which one, which shita to follow in Achronim. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Sim Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Katan Beis, discusses a Beitza Shenol to be Yom Tov, where if you have a suffix, if it was Nol to be Yom Tov, and it's a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin, and it falls into Taroves, so normally Beitza Shenol to be Yom Tov is Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin, obviously, so you wouldn't be able to say Suffix Rabban Lukula, right? It defies Suffix Rabban Lukula, because it's Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin, so you have to be Machmir, but now it falls into Taroves. So there are deos among the poskim, if we still say Eina Betela, and the Magen Avraham over there is Machmir, but others are Mekel. So the Mishnah Brura says, B'makom hefsid yesh lismach lahakel. It happens to be a case where the Gufa Isser is Drabanan. This relates to the case we spoke about a bunch of times already, right, in a Shachtai. So they're shachting a bunch of chickens, and at some point the Shochet discovers a Pekima in his knife. And the chicken's already on the assembly line, right? So it's batel barov in the other chickens. However, Pesachei Tshuva says that if the chicken is chatichuri l'skabed at the time that you find the knife to be pogum, then it's not batel, right? So that's why they have to make sure it hasn't been feathered yet by the time he finds the pogum and the knife. That's why he's got to check the knives before it gets to the defeathering. Once it's feathered or defeathered, whatever, and the insides are taken out, so now it's a chatichuri l'skabed, according to the Ramah, because the Ramah holds that even raw meat is considered a chatichuri l'skabed. So a sakin pagum is a safek treif. So it could be safek echad begufo, but safek echad bitaroves, meaning that might be a svek sveka if it were a chatichuri l'skabed. Meaning we said the way every slaughter place is set up is that you're always going to find the begimba before the feathers are taken off. Because if you only find the begimah after the feathers are taken off, it's chatichuri l'skabed. And if it's chatichuri l'skabed, it's not going to be batel barov. Okay, maybe it won't be batel barov. But exactly your point, chatichuri l'skabed could still have another heter called svek sveka. So maybe I have a svek sveka. I have a suffix whether my knife actually turned the chicken into a trefa or not. And I have a suffix which chicken it is. Right? But that's going to be tali on whether you could say suffix echa beguf, suffix echa betarodas. Because over here, Safek Echad Beguf is whether this chicken is a trefa itself, and Safek Echad B'Tarovas is which chicken I have the shiloh about. So it's mamish the same, this issue. So according to the Ramah, who we're trying to satisfy over here anyway, who says that it could be a chatikur in the skabit as soon as the feathers are off, even though it's a raw piece of meat, well, you're not going to satisfy him in dine sveksveika. Because the Ramah holds it's not a sveksveika. So that's why it's so important that they chop it, that they chop that pegima before it gets to the feathering. Are we following here? That's never a good question to ask. I don't know. What does Rabbi Tzaretsky do? How does he do it? Left hand, right hand, this, thumbs, I don't know. This. No, Shalom, guys, help me out here. Oh, how lost you are? Or how clear you are?
If you hold up five fingers, you're very holding. You hold like a one, so you're not so holding.
Oh, you're not so holding. How holding you are. I hear. I'm not going to do that right now. But all right. Should I say it again? Listen to the recording. It's kofiyut, not being tested. I don't know. But it's gishmak, no? This connects back to that case that we've talked about five times already this year. No, it doesn't. I think it's super gishmak. I don't know. I enjoyed saying it. I don't know. I should ask people if they're to say it again. Should I say it over again? Because it's really gishmak, you know? All right. One more time. One more. You're holding on. One. Okay. All right. So again. We have machlokas mechaber Rava over here about sabigachah b'gof, sabigachah b'tarovus. When that counts as sveksveika. Right? The mechaber says, counts as sveksveika, you're good to go. The Rava says, no, it doesn't. You don't have a sveksveika when it's sabigachah b'gof, sabigachah b'tarovus. A classic case of Safek Echad B'Guf, Safek Echad B'Tarovus is I have an animal that's a Safek Trefa, and now it got mixed in with a whole bunch of other things. One is B'Guf about the animal itself, and the other is B'Tarovus, and it got mixed in with a bunch of things. So the Ramah's Machmir on such a Svek Sveka that it doesn't count as a Svek Sveka. So we point out, this is very Nogeya to the discussion we've had several times about what they do in a Shechita place when they're shechting 1,000 chickens an hour, right? And and how often do they have to check the knives for a pegima? If there's a pegima in a knife, that can make every chicken you shecht with a sack and peguma, it could turn it into a trefa. It doesn't always turn it into a trefa. Maybe that's a point I wasn't clear about. It doesn't always turn it into a trefa. Why? Because if the pegimas, there are a lot of dinim in Hilchos Shechita, they have to. We used to learn Hilchos Shechita in yeshiva, so I at least once learned Hilchos Shechita. It doesn't always turn it into a trefa because if the begim is, let's say, one directional, and you shecht in a way where it goes smooth, it doesn't get caught on something. I mean, in the other direction, it would just chop and, like, you know, rip it open. So that would be a trefa. But if the begim is, you know, facing in that direction, you just slide it across and slides easily. Or if, let's say, the part of the knife with the begim happened to not hit the animal's neck at that point. The knife is this big, and you only need this much to really shecht the chicken. So the part of that, so you don't know that you made the animal a trefa. You know that you had a pogum knife. You're not sure that the animal is a trefa. So the animal is a suffix trefa. Whatever you shechted with this knife is a suffix trefa. So I might say, great. So once that animal goes on the assembly line in the chicken place, along with 1,000 other chickens, that's going to be a sveksveika. So you might tell me, what do you even need a sveksveika for? It's batel barov. It's with 1,000 other chickens. It's batel barov. So remember we said, yeah, but not if it's a chaticha reel eskabev. So it will be batel barov, but only if you chop it before the feathers come off. Once the feathers already came off, shitas haramah was that it's a chaticha reel eskabev. And therefore it's not going to be batel barov. So now I'm going to need a sveksveika in order to be mekel. What would my sveksveika be? Suffek, whether I made the chicken a trefa to begin with. And even if I did make it a trefa, who's to say that the chicken that I'm going to eat is that chicken? It's mixed in with a thousand other chickens. So what we're pointing out over here is the very same Ramah who tells me that as soon as you take the feathers off, it's a chatikur yuskabin. And therefore I cannot say batel barov, is the very same Ramah who's also going to tell me, and you also can't say sveksveika. Meaning the chumras of the Ramah converge where you really, really need to catch it before the feathers come off. Because I can't say sveksveika because it's savigachum b'guf, savigachum tarovus, and that's our Ramah. And I can't say that it's a batel barov once the feathers are off because that's the Ramah that we learned that raw piece of meat could still be a chaticha haru'uya li'eskabed. Better? Worse? five, okay? Did I say it better or I just convince you to listen this time? I don't know. Probably the latter. Okay. Yeah.
Mechaber himself and Siftas is naked like different
Harodas. What?
Mechaber himself and Siftas is naked like different Harodas.
The Mechaber himself in Siftas. Let's see. Suffic trefish and sarvacheros. Kulasura sashibat to kate the vatala iser. Only varnas gives of a grisha. Bekupa in that tiro misafik misfaxveka. Yeah. Right? That's the stira in the Rashba, the stira in the Mechaber. Right? So that's where the. Okay. Now. So Chachma Sadam in Klal Samach Gimel has a quick summary of the three cases that are. That either are or might be Kavua Midar Raisa. In Sifhei, we're going to start getting into Kavua Midar Rabbanan. So let's chazer over what are the cases of Kavua Midar Raisa. Now, Kavua Midar Raisa are the cases we for sure cannot say called the Parish, Merubah Parish. So the Gemara's case is number one. You went to a store, but you don't remember where you went, whether it was to the kosher store or the non kosher one, but 9 out of 10 sell kosher meat. The store was clearly labeled as a kosher store or a non-kosher store, meaning one says glatt kosher, the next one says glatt treif. It's just you don't know which store you walked into. Sometimes people are in space. It used to be next to Hafter in the Five Towns. There was a Chinese place called Good Wok that was like right next to Hafter. It was not a kosher Chinese place. And I saw all the time, sometimes Hafter kids were so spaced out, they just like walked in and didn't realize that... where they were. So people sometimes space out. It was right across the street from a kosher Chinese place opened up right across the street called Wok Tov, which is like, you know, I wonder if the good Wok people realized they were being ripped off. You know, what should we call our place? You know, I wonder where they got that idea. Then Good Wok eventually closed, and so if you want to eat non-kosher, you got to like go all the way to Sherwood Diner. So you have a person, you just see totally in space. He was just walking around. He walks into to a good walk by accident instead of walk tove, and he's like, oh, okay. And then afterwards he has no idea where he was. He has no idea. But one is very clearly marked treif. The other one is very clearly marked kosher. So that's a suffix in the chanus. It's nikar b'makomo. You know, it's a real, you know, perfect case of kol kavo kamechsa al mechsa kavo midaraisa nikar b'makomo, the whole business. Then you have yesterday's case, the shach's case of the ra'ah, that the shach and sifan yadal quoted from the ra'ah. 10 stores are all muksuk as kasher stores. They all advertise that they're kasher, and you bought from one of them. And then it becomes clear that one of them is Basar Nevela. So that's another case of potential kavua. You don't remember which store you went into. So that's like a kavua. Now, it wasn't nicker at the time that you went shopping. Since you don't know which store you went into, it's kavua. So the Ra'ah says, yeah, kavua lemafreya. That even though it wasn't nicker b'makomo at the time, but now it's nicker, so it's kavua lemafreya. Whereas the Ran argues, as we saw yesterday, and the Ran says, no such thing as Kavua Lemafreya, that's not a case of Kavua. But that's our second, at least potential Kavua case, is the case of Kavua Lemafreya. And then you have the case that's under most dispute is the Rashba's case. So you have 10 kosher stores. This was the case we discussed yesterday also. All the inner organs from the animals were mixed into one pile, and you found trefus in one of the animals. So now it becomes complicated. Because 10 stores of good Jews selling kosher meat, no one was cheating, no one was sneaking in boxes of whatever, it wasn't Chicago or Los Angeles or Muncie or any of the famous scandals that you've had over the course of time, unfortunately. Everyone's good, everyone's doing the right thing, but a treif animal somehow got into one of them. So the Rashba holds that's called kavua as long as the stuff is still in the store. Whatever you bought before you discovered the problem is called the Parish Merubah Parish. So that's another potential case of Kavua. Now, the beginning of Sifhei starts with this exact Rashba. Right? Misha lakach basar me'amakulin, right? If you look in the Baragola, the beginning of Sifhei, Tur b'shem Rashba, right? It's this Rashba. Misha lakach basar me'amakulin, you buy from the Beis HaMitbachayim, where they, from the Shachtais. V'afilu chatich or iliskabi, v'nimtzei streifa b'makulin, and they find somewhere in the Shachtais there's a treifa there. And you don't know which where that the chatichos of that treifa ended up and where you bought it from. Whatever you bought before they found the treif was going to be mutter, because that's called the parsh meruba parsh. The kibbutz arov kasher mutter. Ava likach mikan ve'elach. But to then go buy more meat after 3 o'clock, right after you know that there's a problem, well, that's going to be aser. That's going to be aser, and that's kol kavua kemech sal mechza. So the gra in Sifkat and Yud Beis. The grand Sifkat and Yud Beis. So it says over here, likut. Right? You know, you notice on the grah it says likut. What does that mean when the grah says the word likut? So that just means that it was added in later, that it was inserted from the grah's other notes, that it wasn't the grah's initial. The grah obviously was not a very verbose, he wrote shorthand because he was just writing notes for himself, it seems, of just what the major Mar Makomos were. So this they stuck in from somewhere else. So he throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into this, because in the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, the Rashba writes that it's Asur L'das HaRash, and he's only Mekel because he holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. So it sounds like the Rashba saying, the Gra makes this point, that Tor B'Shem Rashba V'humi Divrei Torah Sabayis HaKatzer V'lo Ra'a Divrei Torah Sabayis HaAruch. The Gra says the Mechaber missed the Torah Sabayis HaAruch over here. Shakasav Sham shall feed Divrei Ri Perakir Anasha Asim. Avalukes of the Nir like Divrei Rabbeinu Tam, that he's only saying Asim to feed Divrei Ri, but he passes like Rabbeinu Tam as she iltos. Ulfichach motu ki agavna. The Kosh al the Torah she passes Divrei Ri, the Kan Kosh of Divrei Rashba. So it's a Kasha. That why the Mechaber paskins this way. I'm not sure if I'm following exactly what the kasha is, but there's some sort of stira over here in the Mechaber. I'm not sure if I'm following exactly what that is, but the Gra has some sort of problem over here that if the Mechaber would have seen the Torah Sabayis Aruch, then he would have realized that the Rashba, he himself is in fact not going to conclude what the Shulchan Aruch itself says. Okay, now, Pischei Tshuva has a fascinating case. Pischei Tshuva, in Sifkat and Dalit, quotes the following. It's a case that was later made famous by the Chef Shmaitza. He quotes a Maisa that there was a butcher that shechted 7 animals in his house, whatever, his home butchering, home shchita. Rabben Chaim does, you know, if you want to get smicha from Rabben Chaim, right, you have to do shchita? Right, in his basement, no?
Backyard.
His backyard, okay, and if it's cold outside, in his basement. Right, so, I'm sure he's got licenses and whatever. So I'm just joking. you have to do shchita. So, guys in shochet, shach 7 animals, in his house, and they're all kosher, and then he takes them from his house to the butcher shop, he takes 2.5 animals from his house to the butcher shop, and then the intestines of all 7 animals get mixed together, like the case of the Rashba, right, where all the intestines get mixed together, and they found the machat bebeis hakosos. Right, that's a terminology from Michel Strafus. They find a needle in the Beis HaKosos, which is a part of the animal, and make the animal a trefa. But the only thing is, I don't know which animal this Beis HaKosos belonged to. I don't know which animal had the machat for Beis HaKosos. So he now pidin. So again, he had 7. So math, he had 7. He took 2.5 to the store, which means how many does he have left in his house? 4.5. He now pidin har ba'ash har bebeis ha'im trefas vada. The 4 that are still in his house are for sure treifas. Why? Why? Hal kavua, right? You have kavua. So it's there's a treifa, it's bimakai, it's nikkur bimakoma, everything, it's called kavua. It's kamechsel mechsadami, it's exactly kavua. The 2 full ones that were brought to the store, what's their status going to be? Called the parish. They're mutter, meruba parish. What about the half? Right, this is what makes this case famous. What about the half? Meaning you have a half that's in the store, and then you have a half that's still in his house. The half that's in his house is kavua. So you're going to say such an animal is trei. The half that's in the store is called the barsh mirum barsh. Such an animal is kosher. It's the same animal. So can you say that the half that's in the, you know, the half of the animal that's in his house is trei, and the other half is kosher? So that's the suffix. So this was a major machlokas achronim. Pri Chadash says that's exactly what we say. The half in the house is treif, the half in the store is kosher. And Pri Chadash says, I know you're going to tell me, he says he's aware of the sichsuch and the achronim about this, and that everyone gets all excited about this, and nothing to get excited about. Call me she'eno omer kein eini yodea ben yamino smolo bil starovas. He says, anyone who disagrees, I don't care if your name is the Beis Hillel, all the different Gedolei Achronim who disagree, Eini Yodea Ben Yamina L'Smola. Because that's how Hilchos Taravos works. Kol Kavua is not a Svara. None of it is Svara. So yeah, you can have a Stira, Minei Ubei, and you live with it, because that's the Halacha. There's no Stira between them. Rabbi Reisman says, Rav Palm used to ask on the Smicha Bechinas, if you think multiple choice Smicha Bechinas are really hard, he used to ask on the Smicha Bechinas like these weird cases, and you had to like figure out, you know, how to apply. So he used to ask the following: you have two milchik serving spoons, they're both milchik, right? And they are identical to each other; they look exactly the same. One is ben yoma, one is not ben yoma. So far, so good, right? One is ben yoma, one is not ben yoma. A woman took one of the spoons, they're identical, she can't tell which one she took, whether it was the ben yoma or the eino ben yoma, and she stirred her chicken soup, and then stirred the chalent with that spoon. The chalent which had meat in it. Ma din ha spoon, ha chicken soup, ha chalent. So the easy part is the spoon, right? Okay, you got a kasha of the spoon, obviously, right? Meaning the spoon was milchik. So even if it's ain't a ben yom, obviously we have the kasha, and if it came in contact with hot meat. Well, so everything al gabe eish, right? Everything, whatever. You know, really good, hot, you know, blios going in strong, you know, whatever, right? So the spoon is easy, okay? No, chicken soup. If the spoon was ben yom, and you don't have shisha, can I get the bleels of dairy in the spoon? Right, so it's going to be trei, right? If the spoon is eino ben yomo, it's kosher, right? Eino ben yomo is always going to be kosher. No, it's not gone. Good? I don't know if the spoon is ben yomo or eino ben yomo. That's my suffix. So what would you say about the chicken soup? So it's rabbanu l'kula. I then took that same spoon and I stirred the meat. Now, if the spoon was ben yomo, and I don't have shisha and the meat is trei, if the spoon is eino ben yomo, then it's going to be kosher. So, but I don't know if it's ben yomo or eino ben yomo. So what's the din? So the daraisa l'chumra. So why was we probably asking that question? Can you say such a thing? It was one spoon. I mean, you're going to tell me that something darbanu l'kula is going to be machria, that when I stirred the chicken soup with the spoon, it was the eino ben yomo spoon. And when I stirred the meat with the spoon, something that I said, l'chumra is going to be machria, it was the ben yomo spoon. But it was the same spoon. How could it have been one spoon? No one switched it. It was the same spoon. So if you learn like the Pri Chadash, so you have no problem saying that. Okay. That's the din. That's how the start of this works. A lot of the other achronim say, no, you can't use Savik Darabon L'Kula and Savik Darais L'Chumra in a way that's going to be so to each other. This relates a little bit, maybe more than a little bit, since we're coming up on Pesach, to the famous Ranim Pesachim about Dalet Kosos. Right? The Ranim Pesachim about the Gemara in, what is it, Kuf Ches, where it says, Machlokas, when you do a Seba by Dalet Kosos. There are certain parts of the Seder you absolutely must do a Seba by. There's certain parts of the Seder you're not supposed to do a Seba. When you eat Mara, you're not supposed to do a Seba. Right? And then there are certain parts of the Seder that are machlokas. So Dalet Kosos, it's a machlokas Mishmei D'Rav Nachman, both Shittos are Mishmei D'Rav Nachman. It Mar Mishmei D'Rav Nachman, Tzarech HaSeba, it Mar Mishmei D'Rav Nachman, ain't Tzarech HaSeba. So Lokasha. the Gemara says. One is talking about the first two kosas, the other is talking about the last two kosas. Which is which? We don't know. The Gemara has a svara to say each way. Right? That the first two kosas should need a seba, or the last two kosas should need a seba. A seba is a din derabana. So the Gemara says, Hashad l'itmar, we don't know, lo kamar v'lo kamar. We don't know with clarity which two kosas need a seba, idi v'idi by a seba. You need a seba for all four kosas. Frak, the Ran, the famous kasha, Savig drabana l'kula, seba is only a din drabanan. So how come, even if you're not sure whether the first and the last two need a seba, you're going to be machmer on all four, it doesn't make any sense. Savig drabana l'kula, you should be totally makil. Right, that's the Ran's famous kasha. So the Ran's less famous answer is that, what's the big deal? Just lean. He only says something about Lukula when it's challenging to be machmir. It's really not challenging to lean a little bit. So okay, no big deal. So then you don't say something about Lukula. The Ran's more famous teretz though is you don't say something about Lukula when it's going to be sosar each other. You can say the first two kosas something about Lukula, so you're not going to do a seba. You can say the last two kosas something about Lukula, you're not going to do a seba. And there went a seba. But I know I need a seba on two of the dollar kosas. And now I'm not going to do any seba. I'm for sure missing out on the mitzvah. There's for sure something wrong with this picture. So there's for sure something wrong with this picture. You don't say something about Lukula. So says the Pri Chadosh in Hilchos Tarovos, that doesn't bother me. There could for sure be something wrong with this picture because the Tarovos tells me that you're allowed to say something about Lukula and something about Reis Luchumra on the same spoon. That the same spoon could be, or in our case, on the same animal, that half the animal is going to be deemed a trefa because called Kavok Mechzal Mechzadami, and half the animal is going to be deemed kosher because called the parish Meruba parish. Right? There are lots of applications. The question of where. You have to look carefully at the Ran to see exactly what his nusach is and whether that actually applies in all the cases where people like to apply it. But, because they ask a stira, right? This is like famous, they ask a stira, the Ran in Megillah. Right? The Ran in Megillah says if you're in a city that's mesupak, whether it's supposed to read on your Yadalav or Tesvav, so what do you do? So, the Gemara says that you read on Yadalav. So the Ran says, I don't understand, Savit Rabban Lukula. So the Ran says, no, because what are you going to do? Savit Rabban Lukula on Yadalit, Savit Rabban Lukula on Tesvav, and then you're not going to read Megillah at all. And that's for sure wrong. So that's why you read Dafka Yadalit. So the Mishnah Melech says, wait a second. Ran Psachim said, if you have a Savit Rabban Lukula on both ends, you're machmir in everything. And over here he says, Savit Rabban Lukula on both ends, just do the first one. Right? So the Mishnah Melech is Miyashev, and no. When it comes to Megillah, there are people that are reading Megillah on Yadal, and there are people that are reading Megillah on Tesvav somewhere in the world. Right? In Yerushalayim, they have no Shailas, they're reading on Tesvav. And in Washington Heights, they have no Shailas, they're reading on Yadal. This place has a suffix. By picking sides, you're not being mevatel the entire Takanas Mikra Megillah of Yudalid, nor are you being mevatel the entire Takanas Mikra Megillah of Tezvav. Because somewhere in the world it's happening. It's your personal issue that you have a problem. So then you could go like Yudalid, you could just go with the first one. The Ran of Pesachim is all of Klal Yisrael is the same Shailah. Shailin, the first two kosas, the last two kosas. If I pick a side and I pick the wrong side, then all of Klal Yisrael is picking the wrong side. So then I'm being ochre the mitzvah saseva from the last two kosos. Then you have to be machmir on both ends. That's how the Mishnah Melech is miyashiv the Ran. There's a chasam sofer which has a in chasam sofer that's a shaila. A guy had a suffix about a yard site. His parent passed away. He was off in yeshiva somewhere many, many miles away. And he got word, dad died, Tuesday. And he doesn't know, Tuesday night, Tuesday day. He doesn't know what day the yard site was. So the minhag is supposed to fast on the yard site, so he didn't know which day to fast. So Chasam Sofer says, what kind of shayla? It's enough in the Mishnah Lamelech. Amazing, no? Off in the Mishnah Lamelech. Who would think of this Mishnah Lamelech like that? Chasam Sofer of Shachta says, Chasam Sofer wrote his shubas between Milcha Marev. You know, like, he just quickly jotted down his shubas. That wasn't his real sefer, that was just, you know, what he quickly wrote down between Milcha Marev. Off in the Mishnah Lamelech. Even now that I told you it's enough in the Mishnah Lamelech, you know, put it together. if the klal of Mishnah Melech is whenever I'm going to say whenever I'm going, it's going to be something that's going to affect the whole inyan, so I have to just pick the first one. Then I have to be machmir on both. But if it's not going to affect the whole inyan, the inyan will stay okay. It's just my personal issue. Then I pick the first one. So I have a suffik yard site. So says Chassam Sofer, do you have siblings back home who actually know when the yard site is? The whole inyan is the aliyas neshama for this neshama. That's the whole inyan. If you're the only sibling, if you pick one and you choose wrong, you're mevatel the whole inyan. You got to be machmir both. That's a rather sotim case. If you have siblings that know when to observe the yard site, so the yard site, this neshama is being taken care of. So the neshama is okay. But you personally don't know when you're supposed to observe yard site. Ah, that's the Rada Megillah. So then you do the first of the 2 days. I was at Bini Farnlich's Afruf on Friday night, and I was sitting with his aunt and uncle. So his uncle, Talmud Chacham, was telling me that he has a daughter who was in, on Purim, was in her midrasha, wherever she was, and it was one of those suffix places. So they told her that if you wake up in the morning on Tesvav here, then you're going to have to be Megillah that day regardless of where you go. But she really wanted to stay the night before for the Chagigah. But she didn't want to go to sleep there because she knows she's going home the next day. And when she goes home the next day, where's she going to find a Mikra Megillah? So she didn't know what to do. So her father said to her, don't worry, I'll pick you up when the Chagigah is over. Even if it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m., call me, I'll come, I'll pick you up. Wow. Father of the year. Huh? Amazing, right? As soon as Mikra Megillah was over for her at night, that night, he called her up and he said, were you confident that I was going to come pick you up at 2, 3 a.m.? She said, yeah, you told me you would. He's like, yeah, so I'm actually not. But as long as you thought I was going to, so now you don't have to hear Megillah tomorrow. So that was, it's like someone told me they had a Yichud Shaila. They asked somebody, maybe it was someone here even. They asked Rabbi Sablovsky what to do. Rabbi Sablovsky said, come to my house right now and bring me your keys. He brought him the keys, and then the guy went to sleep in whatever house he was in. And he asked Rabbi Sablovsky the next day, did you pop in? He's like, you will never know whether I popped in or not. Okay, so why did that come to? Oh, because of the Ran in Megillah. But that's all part of this big picture of whether we can use halachic mechanisms to create a stira minayu ben. Yeah, the Chalkas Mechokek, I think, was Matir both halves, and the Basila was Machmir, was traced up both halves. Meaning, what do you look at is the Iker, the one that was Kavur or the one that was Parish? Yeah.
The guy in the
Soviet
Spoon case, isn't that sad to say that he can be mixing Chalik? Is that there are bias,
but I think we assume it's not right. I think it's not Derech Bishul. Yeah, I think we assume it's not right anyway. Yeah, it's a great question. It's a very clever question. Okay, yeah?
Why do we need a shop that we had yesterday in the case of Felsky and the other shop we have? Like, it's the first of the term, it's in A, isn't it? But on that cutoff point, we discovered it. So
yeah, meaning that if you read that article, I think Yonatan put it, so, right? You put it on, if you read that article, it says, the article basically says, the world was shocked. No one understood why, because no one ever opened up a year a day to look inside. But yeah, it's pretty...
It wasn't out of shock.
Right. Yeah, it seems pretty explicit. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Wednesday, Thursday, Pesach? All right, we'll do Pesach Wednesday. Let me know what you want about Pesach. Like, do we do
one
agada, one halacha? Okay, shine.